On this episode of Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are in the studio drinking some Maplewood Session IPA with the Hop Review as we chat about their upcoming event, Ultra Fresh. Dude, these last 3 weeks of the week, what'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, what's up, and welcome to another episode of Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we escaped Old Irving. We're back in the studio.
Dude, it's a packed house in that joint every time I've ever been there. It was fun, though, man. Yeah. We sat right in the middle of the brew house to do the show. Mm-hmm. So that was cool.
But we got another special guest this week.
We are back. Back for the second time, man. It's Jack Meldowney from the Hop Review.
Woo.
What's up, baby?
Thanks.
How are you, man?
Good. Yeah. It's been a minute.
Yeah, we're going to get all things ultra fresh with Jack,
gonna
man.
We're get fresh up in here.
Let's get fresh. Stay fresh.
It's like one third of the Hop Review. Is that right?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. It fluctuates.
Okay.
But yeah. Tom, so I'm now, since the last time we talked, the only one left in Chicago. So
whoa.
Wait, so
solo here.
Where's our guy Tom White? Because he was slanging for Collective Arts.
Yeah, he still is, but by way of Michigan now. He's in Grand Rapids.
Ooh.
Up in pure Michigan, huh?
Pure Michigan.
All right.
But we're not drinking Collective Arts. We're drinking Maplewood.
Damn right we are, man. Yeah. From the
Sorry, Tom. Although they'll be at Ultra Fresh as well.
I like never drink Collective Art. I never really see it. I have a hard time.
There was a
finding it. I feel like
there was a Sleeping Village party where I drank a lot of it.
Okay.
Recently?
I think about it.
In the winter I think I remember
like
that one.
Eight months ago.
The stuff I've had has been good. I just don't see it.
They've got. I mean, like a lot of people, you know, hazy IPAs are pretty prevalent, but they just released a 3.5% IPA that I'm like,
oh nice, yeah, okay,
spot on.
They threw a killer launch party like maybe like 2 years ago now. You know, there's a handlebar where the Rev guys used to own that handlebar on what is it, I guess
handlebar, you
know, handlebar, the bar,
yeah.
Oh, next door.
Oh yeah. Okay,
there's like an event space, and they threw a really cool outdoor party there.
Oh, cool. But back to Maplewood.
Sorry.
Sorry, Maplewood.
So you brought us some of this Session IPA, which I don't think we've had. We haven't had Maplewood in a long time, and we think we've had some pants, but that's about it.
They were husky or juicy or some variant, yeah.
Yeah.
Some version of pants. This is the non-pants version. I think before all the pants stuff existed, this was around.
We were on, like, before the haze craze took off, we were on this, like, Session kind of, like.
Still says Session IPA on the can, which I think some people think is, like, a bad moniker, maybe,
really?
These days. I've heard. I never thought so.
That's
but
a good thing,
I think
though.
Just given with how much hazy stuff there is.
Who was it? It was either Peace or Half Acre, where their beer was called Extra Pale Ale. And
Half
confused
Acre.
People.
The tuna was in the beginning. Yeah.
And they were like, all right, Session IPA.
Yeah, like, what does extra mean?
What is extra?
Or is it extra light?
That's true, yeah. Extra of the stuff you like. That's Session, usually just means you have multiple a session. That's how I always took it as, right?
Yeah.
This is 4.5 or something, right?
Yeah. There's four different hops and three different grains in here. One of the grains is flaked maize.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is a fun beer. This is like
really Session. It's light. It's a light IPA.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's hitting spot. It's finally warm out, so it seems to make sense.
I haven't been outside since like 9 a.m. So I don't know. It looks nice.
I was just outside for the first time since this morning. So
it feels great now.
Yeah,
it's like
nice.
69 right now.
Yeah, but Maplewood's going to be one of the breweries at the event, right?
Yep, they will be at Ultra Fresh. They've been there at least the last 3 years. Or this will be the third year in a row, I believe.
Are they bringing a haze? Is that going to be the theme? Because fresh haze is what people are after, right?
It's, It seems to be, as the beer information trickles in, it seems to be the trend,
okay.
Which is not unexpected. But don't know which beer Maplewood is bringing yet. So, TBD.
Right.
But this was the freshest one available at your local liquor store here.
Oh, okay.
Good old Miskas.
They got
a tap room now.
We should get sponsored. They have like $4 pints of Three Floyds all the time.
Yeah.
Hmm. Like, I don't think you can get that anywhere in the city.
That's a fact, except at the light here.
Yeah, it's like zombie dust, too. On tap, $4. Yeah. Let's go. Let's talk about last year and then what to expect this year. So
sure.
We're at a different location.
Mm-hmm.
This is Ultra Fresh 4.
Ultra Fresh 4.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, we tried to shake it up as much as we could this year with it, obviously keeping in mind the theme of all the beer. So I guess actually even the freshness is slightly different. Last year it was all within 5 days of package.
Okay.
This year we've gone within a week, so slightly less fresh for some people. But that's because we're accounting for some out-of-state breweries.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, why? So you're just giving them a little bit of buffer?
Yeah. We needed at least those couple extra days of logistical buffer.
Mm-hmm. And it's not during Chicago Craft Beer or Illinois Craft Beer Week. So.
Which it was last year, right?
Yeah. It has been. Yeah, each year it has been. So this is also the first year it's not in
May.
So
you can go out-of-state a little bit and kind of have
Bring in some friends from out of state.
Who's coming in from out of state?
Allagash, Old Nation, Gristhouse from Pittsburgh.
Okay, I don't know.
I want to say Old Nation is up in Michigan.
Yeah, they got that M.
It's out of Lansing.
Yeah, M43 21.
Yeah.
M43.
Yeah.
Yeah. 18th Street, so just out of state.
Yeah. Hammond, Illinois. Hammond, Indiana.
Yeah.
Hammond, Indiana.
Practically Hammond, Illinois, right? I'm forgetting some. Oh, Collective Arts from Canada. There's probably somebody I'm missing.
Okay.
But, yeah. I mean, it was the first time that we tried to bring in some out-of-state people, so should be good.
Was that something you guys were trying to do, or is it something people asked for, or what's the reasoning behind?
I think not necessarily something that people asked for, but I think it was just something we wanted to try and see if we could do.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's not uncommon to see breweries from out of state at festivals in Chicago, but it's the logistics and the distribution and the time frame that make it a little tricky for this premise. So we wanted to try and see if that lined up with anybody, which it is.
Nice.
We're glad.
I love the idea, man. That's a legit party. I think the last time I went 2 years ago, we were talking in the pregame about how the first beer I had was Stay Lit, and it was a collab between Three Floyds and Forbidden Root.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was in that alley at Right Way Signs, and it was such a cool vibe. But then this whole premise of hey, all this beer is like 5 days, or, 5 days or less, was really cool. But you guys are moving locations.
New location.
So talk about the new location, man, and then why the move? What made you move?
So. Right Way is awesome. We love their space, and they're a sponsor and a partner this year as well. So they're helping us with a lot of things, signage wise, promotion, some crossover stuff. But in an effort for a couple things with the layout there, it was a little tricky. And had it ever rained while we were at Right Way, it would have total disaster
because
there was not enough indoor space. And then just in an effort to kind of switch things up, we're moving it to the ICNC, which is where our studio is over, if anyone knows where Reinhall Distillery is, it's the same building. We're just on the opposite side.
Back there in the Brewing District.
Yeah, just past the Brewing District.
We wanted to put it in the Brewing District, obviously.
So it's going to be inside the building then? So it will...
No, it won't be inside, but it's in the loading dock area, so
okay.
There's a good portion of it that is covered.
Oh, so like old school... Goose Island dock party days.
It'll be a dock party. Yeah, very industrial. It's a cool layout. Yeah, it's big too, so there's a little more breathing room than the Right Way.
Now you're a man that wears many hats. You know, I remember seeing something. Oh, the USA Today thing. We were at Old Irving, and I want to say you were part of the crew that got together and picked the nominees, right?
Yeah.
And then so this thing you're doing at the I forgot the letters, but this what Stout Collective, right? Or is that...
That's my studio mate runs that.
Studio mate
my design studio is called Malt. M-A-L-T.
M-A-L-T. So,
yep.
Okay.
So.
And that's what you're doing over at this location where the party's going to be?
Yep. So
okay.
I share a studio, which is where the Hop Review is de facto housed in our studio over there. Share it with three other businesses. So one of them is Stout Collective, who does a lot of beer, beer marketing, promotion.
Matt Tanaka,
formerly of Lakeshore Beverage. And they are also partners in hosting Ultra Fresh. So
nice.
They actually, one of his clients is Pilot Project, which is a yet to exist brewery, but they're about to open, and they're actually one of our sponsors.
In Chicago, they're
open? Yep, in Logan Square, up by.
Dude, Logan's gonna have like 10 breweries in no time, man.
I would guess their address, but I'm not exactly sure. I know it's on Milwaukee, so somewhere up where everything else is.
Okay,
that's crazy. What's going on in Logan?
Yeah,
probably over by the where the new Target is somewhere.
Is there a Target going on?
Street from the Target.
Yeah, where the super mall, where the mini, where the mega mall
was.
Of course, it's a Target.
There's a bar. There's a little. There's a bar called Estero next to that mini mall.
Yeah.
And the apartments in there.
Yeah.
These apartments are going for $3,500 a pop, man.
Yeah.
For like a 2-bedroom, man.
In Logan, like 5 years ago, the most gang shootings in Chicago.
Dude, I lived in Logan, man. And, you know, it was like a little bullet wound had like spray. Somebody had died, so then everyone's like spray painting their name on the side. This wasn't long ago. This was like 6 years ago.
Yeah. I
know. So, like.
Now it's fancy coffee and tapper.
It's a whole different vibe over there now.
Pilot. Pilot. Right?
Yeah. So, if you guys have both been to Ultra Fresh, we've done the. One of the sponsors, they're part of the trade is that they do a can, an entry can that you're given that's also within the parameters, usually just a few days of being packaged. So Pilot Project, we're doing a collaboration brew with them that's specifically for this event.
Oh, cool.
And we'll be their first beer.
Where are they packaging that?
In their space.
In their swell.
So they have all the equipment in there. They've just started brewing, actually, just before we did this beer. So... it'll be the first thing of theirs to leave the brewery.
Cool. I feel like, was last year a Hopewell beer? Or?
No, last year was Revolution.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. I think the second year in a row that Revolution did it.
What were the other places? So it's going to be at a new place this year, and then last year it was at...
Right Way.
Yeah, Right Way. Now, was it always at Right Way, or was it somewhere else?
Last 2 years were at Right Way. The first year we did it at Bitter Pops.
Okay.
They had just opened.
That's one of those breweries, one of those like bottle shops near Half Acre on Lincoln.
Yes.
Okay.
Like Modern Slashy.
Yeah.
That's cool. So what are you most excited for the lineup this year? Like, is there any like standouts, or are you guys tasting any of the beer, or like?
No, some of it is beer that people will be familiar with that just hasn't been packaged recently, so it's kind of making its way back around in the brew schedule for some of these breweries. Like Half Acre will have Bodum, which is going to be, I'm guessing, very prevalent this summer.
Yeah, people are, that beer is good. People are kind of losing their shit about it, too. Like
it's delicious.
It's
like rivaling Daisy Cutter, kind of, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like if you're looking, if you got an ice cooler and you see Bodum and Daisy Cutter.
I might go for Bodum now.
Might get the Bodum.
I had one yesterday. Yeah, I think they've got to be cranking that stuff out already. I mean, they are. It's obviously out there.
3-day hold, apparently, at the brewery in the cold room, they were saying.
Oh, yeah.
They hold it for 3 days before it can leave?
Yeah.
Why?
Which is crazy.
I forgot why.
I think that was their like ideal turnaround. Nothing sits there for more than 3 days.
Okay.
So it's gotta be gone.
Yeah.
Within 3 days.
And part of it, like he was saying, that I was surprised how small the cold storage was actually for how much beer they're producing.
So they're like, we don't even have space for it, and we need this out the door.
Yeah.
Nice, because you guys were just there.
Yeah, like a week ago.
Yeah.
Bocce.
Yeah. Nick's first bocce.
Hey, hanging out with Phil McFarland. Almost got my ankles. Shattered by the hobby for you guys.
What?
No.
throw that bocce ball super fast.
Okay. What are you doing on that side of the?
I should have been on the court. Let's say that.
First. I can't take credit. This wasn't my doing.
It was fun though.
Nice. What was that for? That was Half Acre thing. Just a event, celebration of the space.
I think the refresh space. I gathered.
Yeah, I think maybe they had They refresh the garden portion.
And the tap room a little bit.
Yeah.
If anyone remembers, the layout's just a little different. They kind of opened it up a bit inside there.
Well, they took out the bread counter, right?
Yeah, so all that's gone. There's some merch over there and some extra seating, I think.
Okay.
They've added some, I don't know, I guess some posters around the space, some gig posters, and redid the back of the bar. But yeah, the beer garden is really nice. A lot nicer than it was. Yeah. Not to say it wasn't, but
because it was like 6 picnic tables before.
Yeah, it filled up quickly, yeah. And now they've got some awnings to
cool.
keep that sun out. Repainted everything. Added the bocce. It's nice.
Nice. Okay. We're all over the place here. So,
interjection, a little half-acre interjection.
Yeah, yeah, you got some Votum. What else are you excited for, or breweries that, stuff that you might see that you've had or looking forward to?
I'm trying to think of what some of the breweries have started sending us, which beers will actually be there. But I can't think of anything at the moment. But as far as breweries, I think probably a couple of these out-of-state ones just to... Because I know they're new. Like Grist House from Pittsburgh is one that we used to spend a lot of time in Pittsburgh, and my wife lived there. And this was one of the local breweries, but one that had a beer garden also that we'd be able to walk to. So it was kind of our go-to. So it's nice that we'll be able to have them here.
I want to say that's the one at Uppers and Downers where they had the beer and was paired with a tea.
That was Grist?
Grist House.
Yeah.
You said it. I already forgot. Yeah. Nice. I don't know. What do we got? Alarmist from the Juice, probably. No, Alarmist.
No.
What? The, Gary Gully.
I know. We were in talks with them. The packaging schedule didn't line up for them. So, unfortunately, no juice. No juice from them. Juice from other people, I'm sure.
Okay.
How many breweries are we talking here? Like,
I've 28, I think.
Oh, right on. That's
yep.
It's pretty legit.
Mm-hmm. And I should mention too, we have, because Ryan Hall is in the building, them and Metric, who is across the street, are going to be doing some fun stuff.
Ooh, I've never.
That's the name of that coffee shop. Yeah. So the Brewing District ends, and then there's Metric, and then there's Ryan Hall, and then there's the collab space.
I always wanted to go to Ryan Hall, but the hours are weird.
Yeah, the hours are bizarre.
We're open every other Wednesday, when the sun goes down.
They're not open that late. So that
before the sun goes down.
Yeah, I've heard similar things with their hours. That they're not, like I said, they're not open that late. But they are staying open for Ultra Fresh and then after Ultra Fresh. Okay. So
you got something going on with them? You're saying?
Yep, we're doing. They're doing some beer schnapps that they're going to. I don't know if it's fair to call it fresh hopping, but they're going to be adding fresh hops at some point in the process. To make that, they've said that's the first time they've used actual hops within any of their stuff. Oh, the beer schnapps, they've just ferment. I don't know how that works exactly.
What's a beer schnapp?
You ferment beer, so it's beer liqueur, basically.
Oh, you like distill it, right?
Yeah, that's what I meant. Distill
like
it.
Distill like. So I know there's a Bourbon County one. And they just, the guy in Bourbon County distilled it.
They did, Reinhold?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so they get someone else's beer?
They get some of their beer, they get the barrel.
Okay.
I guess if it was a barrel-aged beer to begin with, which obviously Bourbon County was like that. And it's a really interesting take because it's very obviously Bourbon County.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, because it's a liquor and it's, I don't know, 30% or something. It's different.
It's kind of blowing my mind. I've never had this.
They'll be sampling a bunch of the beer schnapps, and they'll have this special version.
So the Bourbon County one tastes like Bourbon County. If Session IPA was done, would it taste like that?
Oh yeah, what would it taste like?
I don't know. They did. The other one that we did taste was from Church Street. I'm trying to think of what style it was to begin with.
Itasca, Illinois.
Belgian style, maybe.
Formerly Chet Brett's Brewery.
Yeah, now he's at a Soundgarden. No.
Tribes. Yeah.
I knew it was one of those Tinley breweries.
So yeah, some fun stuff.
Yeah. Speaking of fun stuff, man, I know that the hop review since we last saw you, you guys made a beer, man.
We did.
You guys made a beer out in I want to say it was Lake Zurich.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Roaring Table.
Yeah, Roaring Table. Another brewery. Man.
They'll be at Ultra Fresh as well.
Very cool. How did the what'd you make and how did that come about, man?
How did it come about? I think Tom spearheaded that one. I think he'd been spending a lot of time out there for work stuff, and stopping by on the way home. Kept in conversations with those guys, and they I think they've done one collab before.
Yeah.
But they hadn't done a collaboration, I think, at their own space. So that was a first, I believe. We'd done one collab before with Burnt City a few years ago to commemorate the Chicago Fire, which was a smoked beer.
Nice.
But this one, we were doing a table beer. We kind of wanted to not do something hazy or something that would stand out a little bit, I think, from the lineup for the summer. So it's going to be a really, don't know the final ABV. It actually just finished. It'd been fermenting since April, March.
Okay. Hmm.
But it should be good. It went into Fooders, too. That's probably why it took so long.
Oh, nice.
So you did that to stand out a little bit from the haze stuff. Do you think other breweries are trying to do that now? Are they like, do you think breweries are kind of bored with the haze?
I think,
as a brewer, but not as like a, this pays kind of like.
Yeah, I think at least to have something that contrasts like what, you know, like the hazy stuff's not going away and it's on everybody's menu, but it's nice to have something else that breaks it up a little bit. So I feel like whether it's a table beer or something that is sessionable in general, whatever the style is, I feel like that is, I think I'm seeing a lot more of that, at least like some of the stuff that's been sent to us for reviews. So,
because I saw on, I don't know if you guys are on the Facebook Chicago Brewers or what? Well, not brewers, but the Chicago craft beer.
Oh, beer enthusiasts.
Yeah, yeah, and someone like shared, oh, I got a workforce sampler when I got all the hazies, and it was 12 hazy beers at workforce, and someone's like, oh, my dream. It's like, what? These, not to say, workforce makes great beer, but these are gonna taste the same, like,
yeah, and at least look
and
this
you
same.
Don't they yeah it was like yeah. The hue was like, we'll just shift this a little bit, but
yeah
like
yeah
that's a lot of haze to have on tap.
I feel like the burnout factor is starting to play in a little bit at least. So
I wonder if the season, it getting warmer and people being like, I don't know if I need this sticky juice as much as, you know, I want something with some hops and something that has
some little drier.
Yeah.
Like we were talking about Tunnel at Half Acre.
Tunnel.
It's just beer they got on tap there right now. And, you know, you saw Gabriel, and he was jazzed about it. He's like, hey, did you try the Tunnel? And then, you know, we're drinking the Tunnel, and we're like, man, this is like, it's weird that people don't make this style anymore because it's like a straight up.
Like
double IPA.
Yeah, like remember old school, quote unquote.
Remember what
like
IPA 4 years
just
ago?
Bitter bomb.
Yeah, like big bitter. You know, a little bit of marmalade backbone to it.
Sweet.
Sweet
finish.
And it was great, but it wasn't hazy at all.
Nice. Yeah, I ran into someone. They like, I had a brewery. Like, oh yeah, this is like blah 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 IPA. Like or
kind of tastes like Dreadnought.
The IBUs, and I was like, no one cares about
God,
that.
Remember
dude.
IBUs?
I was like, what are you
doing? IBUs are so uncool now.
Yeah.
IBUs was a thing for the longest time.
Yeah, it was like everyone's menu would list the IBUs.
115 fucking IBUs in this bitch.
What's the highest ABV? What's the highest IBU? Give it to
give
me.
Give it, yeah.
Yeah, see, everything's cyclical. Maybe, sort of. Or goes in waves.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I think we mentioned that. Sour IPA kind of thing.
I don't get what that means still, but
Forbidden Roots doing a lot of these, and it's kind of, I think, bridging that gap a little bit of like, you still, it's really just tacking an IPA onto these things that aren't IPAs to get people to kind of try other beers. So it's a non-IPA IPA kind
of. Yeah, so I think more of those are coming into existence.
Yeah.
Some brewers see the haze is like this dead end where like if you love haze, then you're only going to get haze, and you might get like a really decadent stout, and then that's it, you won't try any other beers. And the point of a sour IPA is like, hey, it at least has a little more beer integrity, and you might try more styles based off.
Yeah,
and the IPA letters have turned off so many people being like, I don't like bitter.
Yeah,
and so people won't drink IPAs, but now the hazy IPAs in New England, they're like, oh, maybe I like these.
Yeah.
And even this, the Maplewood, it's like, it's not really bitter. It's kind of like a soft haze kind of thing.
It's a little more, it's a floral, like kind of earthy, not juicy, basically.
No, yeah.
But yeah, it's weird because I wonder if either IPA has lost its meaning or it now just carries several meanings. Because like,
right,
there is no traditional IPA anymore, and like what would be considered a traditional IPA is so hard to find.
It's probably like 60 minute, right? Dogfish Head, yeah, 60 so like minute would probably those. Be like, if I think IPA, I think
like Two Hearted or something.
Yeah, Two Hearted, yeah. And 60 minute. Those are probably. Right. Two Hearted, so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a double Two Hearted allegedly coming out this summer.
I saw that.
I'm here for that.
Really? Yeah.
Double Two Hearted, bring it.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. Back to Ultra Fresh.
Yes, so, Ultra Fresh, man.
Tickets, people can still get them?
They can still get
Haven't
them.
Haven't sold out yet?
No. It's been picking up a good bit, which it seems within the last few weeks leading up to it every year, it's they pick up. So it... Not sure where it'll end up, but we're looking for around 500.
Okay.
So
right
on. Maybe it'll sell out.
You guys still partnering with Josh Segoe?
Yep, we're teaming up with Lou Dog.
We like Lou Dogs.
Yep.
Yeah. If people are slackers, can they get tickets at the door?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe.
That's me. Usually, like, I could have bought these.
It's fair to say we'll let people in at the door. Okay. If this was still at Right Way, that maybe would be a different situation because their space just didn't allow us beyond a certain amount of people. So, mm-hmm. When we did sell out there, it was tough because we had to turn people away. So,
okay.
The space, like I said, at ICNC is much much roomier. So. Yeah. We'll have space.
How many people are going to roll up on scooters?
Oh, jeez. Gosh.
And then, like, you know, I was watching Chicago tonight, last night, and you're supposed to walk your scooter on the sidewalk and ride it in the street.
Right. So, you're not supposed to ride on the 606 either.
So, yeah, shame on
Yeah, good luck. Come on.
Fucking scooters. 2,500 of these things.
Oh, well,
yeah, that's the pilot.
Just on the west side here. So
yeah, it's what? It's been how many days now? 4, 5 days?
I hate these scooters. I saw somebody on a scooter yesterday on the sidewalk.
There was one parked in front of my house. I almost threw it in the trash. I was like, this is in front of my house.
I've never wanted to push someone before until I saw a scooter on the sidewalk.
I was not on board with them. Then we went to Atlanta about a month ago, and they have the Beltline there, if you guys have ever been there, which is basically the 606, but it goes around the entirety of downtown.
Huh.
It's bigger.
That sounds pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, it's really nice. Like, everyone's on there. Like, same as the 606, runners, joggers, bikers. But these scooters are everywhere there. Everywhere. Like, to say that they're littered is, like, the best description because they're just all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So we finally gave them a try. And then I went to the ER the next day and came home with a cast, so I don't like the scooters.
What happened? Not a fan. You get hit by a car? You crash?
No, we were taking them around the Beltline, and it was great. And, like, once you get used to it, they're kind of fun, but they go a good speed.
Yeah.
And it was when we were trying to make our way back towards the Airbnb, and we were on the sidewalk, and the sidewalks are not as nice as the Beltline. And we went to turn the corner, pothole. Just ate it. Concrete.
I haven't rode them here. I've ridden them, rode them in other cities. Like, they're super fun to ride.
They are. I mean,
but they're like annoying if you're not on one.
I agree.
Like, I don't, there's no way to describe that feeling. It's like, it's not a like, oh, you're cooler than me.
No,
kind
it's
of
a
thing.
Nuisance.
It's a nuisance,
fun nuisance,
but yeah. It's like, you're having too much fun. I wish I was having fun too, but I can't right now, kind of thing.
I feel like, the first time I saw him was in Atlanta, and I feel like it translated a little better there because they have more park space through the city, and that version of the 606 is way bigger than than what we have here, but like with the roads here, I don't know.
Yeah. Even like I rode a Divvy bike from, you know, like Union Station over to like, you know, Magma, and everyone was like very disrespectful of me and my bike. Like, no one cared. Like, I'm trying to turn, and people
no one cares
off.
About these scooters. Like, I've seen two people on one scooter already.
Don't do that.
Like, I've seen that. It's just like,
no, yeah. So, how many people will roll up in those? Probably
not supposed to drink and ride scooters.
No, don't do that. Don't do that.
There will be lots of scooters out front, probably, but.
You can walk to Goose Island after. You can walk to Ryan Hall after.
Right on.
Yeah.
You can get over to District Brewery Arts too.
Yep, not too far.
Yeah. The whole district. You know,
is that the, are they the king of the district because they got the name?
I love how they did name themselves after the district a little bit.
I like it. I wish it was more commonly used, that term, for that area.
The district.
But I'm not sure it's caught on yet.
There's like 5 or 6 breweries over there now.
Yeah, Forbidden Roots, like just a stone's throw from it.
Yeah. On Tour, that's a Sleeping Giant over there. On Tour is really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The District Brew Yards, I like it because of the space, but then also 2 blocks later, you're at On Tour. And I hadn't been there all year. Mm-hmm. I was like, District Brew Yards, it kind of inspired me to go to On Tour.
Great,
so I like District Brew Yards even more.
Yeah, it is a good thing.
Any
the
place,
door.
Yeah, you just throw the door or the windows up like that.
Alarmist is adding garage doors like that too, so.
Nice.
Cool.
Nice.
All right. So, website, people can get tickets.
Yes, sorry.
Is there a VIP or just normal admission?
Not this year. We did that last year, but it's just, okay. We've met.
I was always looking to cut the lines, man.
Yeah.
This fucking guy.
Little extra time to make up for it, but.
There was plenty, like last year I was there, there's plenty of beer. I don't remember anything tapping super quickly.
No.
Like, it's not a wait in line kind of.
No, thankfully
thing.
Not. It's spread out enough that that doesn't end up to be the case. And while there are always a couple that tap out like early-ish, there's plenty of beer. A lot of good beer.
Nice. All right. So get
thehopreview.com. That's where you can go.
And we'll include a link in the show notes. Yeah. And so where can people find out more about the Hop Review? Hopreview.com. All the stories get posted there. You got beer reviews going up all the time. And
once a month, new slew of beer reviews. Interviews, travel,
collaborations.
Yeah, I guess.
We gotta get someone to make a beer with us.
Do it. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of. I'm still trying to make a Lonely Guy Belgian Barley Wine.
We should do it.
Who's that?
Me. That's I'm the Lonely Guy. I want to make a Lonely Guy Belgian Barley Wine.
We should do a sour black IPA.
Oh, love that stuff. Love it. Who, if you guys did
that new
collab,
shit? That new shit.
Who'd you collab with? Each of you give a different answer, maybe.
Who do I want to collab
with?
Well,
I think.
I mean, Maplewood's on the. I love the Maple Room.
Yeah.
So I would want to do a beer with Maplewood, and then they got the tall boy 4-packs, and I like being there too. So I would probably say them. And then
I might say Cruz Blanca, so then I could eat some tacos too while we're working on these beers.
It's a good call.
Nice.
Good call.
Good move.
Maybe go in the basement, maybe get some of them barrel aged joints that we had that were fucking amazing.
Their barrel aged
Luchador.
I don't know how that hasn't caught on more than it has.
So that's our objective for summer.
Eat more tacos.
Get a Cruz Blanca and a Maple Room collaboration.
Nice. Cool. All right, let's get out of here. Nick, where can people find you when we're not here?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD, Chicago Beer Pass, Twitter, Instagram. We're always posting up photos there. Nick threw up that nice picture from Old Irving with those fresh cans.
Oh, man.
Those ultra fresh cans.
Oh, yeah.
Heck yeah.
Cool. And we'll be back next week with another episode.
Jack Maldonado, thank you for coming out, man.
Thanks for having me.
Cheers.